PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue à la station heureux de PCG Radio International. Hello, dear friends, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Today, we continue our European tour in the city of Paris, the city of romance. And of course, over the next 55 minutes, we're going to bring you some of the wonderful street musicians that we've been listening to in other cities in Europe, but this time in Paris, something very, very Parisian. So sit back and enjoy the wonderful music selection that we have today. And to begin, we're going to head off to the Moulin Rouge because I see a lot of girls standing by in very long dresses and they're getting ready to dance for us. What are they going to do? Well, I think you know. All right, ladies, you can leave the studio right now. They made a bit of a mess of it. Tables and chairs and equipment was being kicked all over the place. I even decided to join in, and I think I did myself a mischief. Anyway, the Can-Can, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International, coming from the city of Paris as we continue our European tour. Now, you may remember a few weeks ago, we did the trip in reverse because we actually started off in Paris, went to Amsterdam, Berlin, Stuttgart, and then Esslingen, and that was it. But we actually did the trip in reverse. After arriving in Paris at around 4 p.m. in the afternoon at Charles de Gaulle Airport, not exactly one of my favorite airports in the world, I got on a taxi and headed to Republic Square in Paris, not far from the East Paris train station. And the minute you arrive in that area, well, you notice something very unique. And it's very different, of course, than every other city. There are a number of cafes lined up all over the place. Now, I did have some time because I was waiting for a friend and she was actually still at work. So I decided to take the opportunity and find a cafe and have a coffee. Now, after flying for 12 hours, it was something that I actually needed. So that's exactly what I did. It was an absolutely beautiful day. Around 23 degrees centigrade, beautiful blue skies, and the sounds are quite amazing. So after I had my coffee, I decided to walk around the area. Now, this is an area of Paris that I haven't been to in about 15 years. It really hasn't changed that much. Many of the bars, restaurants, and cafes that I frequented 15 years ago are actually still there. But something that perhaps I didn't pay attention to the first time I went to Paris was the amount of street musicians. Now, as you know, on this Happy Station series of European tours, we've been listening to various street musicians in the places that we've been visiting. And there were two musicians on my first day in Paris that I came across, which were, well, very Parisian sounding. No, they weren't playing the chanson that we're going to listen to a little later on in the program, but rather, they were playing some jazz that is very, well, very Parisian. Now, something that people may not realize is that when you say jazz, people think, well, New Orleans, New York, Los Angeles, the United States, of course. But Paris had a thriving jazz scene many, many years ago. This was at a time when it was very difficult for, let's say, black musicians in the United States to perform in white clubs or even in Vegas. So many of them headed to Paris. So the jazz influence and the American music influence in Paris, of course, is everywhere. So we're going to take a listen to two right now. First is something that I think you all know because it was originally made famous by Stepan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. Minor Swing. Thank you. Minor Swing, a composition originally made famous by Django Reinhardt and jazz violinist Stephen Grappelli many, many years ago. It was performed there live on the streets of Paris, or rather I should say the steps in Paris to some building. There were three musicians, one on violin, guitar, and bass guitar. And just a few meters away, well, you know, we talk about street musicians, and sometimes it's always good to have a musical instrument that is easy to transport. For example, a violin, a bass, a guitar, horn instruments, etc., etc. But a piano, well, as I mentioned, in the city of Dresden, somebody did roll a piano in the center of the city, which we took a listen to. And, well, the same thing happened in Paris. It was a soprano saxophone player and a small piano, smaller than an upright piano, and had a very interesting, slightly out-of-tune sound. And they played some jazz that was also very nice, and they made quite a few euros doing it. And this is what it was like standing in front of them. Well, that was a little sampling of two other street musicians in Paris that were playing a soprano saxophone and a piano, which they rolled out into the street. Not exactly something that you would bring on the métro, or the subway system. Now, the area of Paris that I was staying is Republic Square. This is an area where many demonstrations take place. There are also, in the evening, many concerts. Well, that evening, around 9, 10 o'clock in the evening, after my friend had arrived from work, she said, well, let's go out to get a meal. And this area was vibrant. There are restaurants nearly every 20 meters. And it was deciding what to eat that night. And there was something also very special taking place. Near Republic Square, there was an old factory from many, many years ago. Of course, the place has been fixed up since. But for the one night that I was there, there was a very, very special activity taking place. The inside had various vendors of all kinds of food. Anything you could imagine, from really traditional French mussels from Brussels. I don't mean Jean-Claude Van Damme, I mean actual mussels. You know what I mean, certain wine and sauce and all that. And various foods from various parts of the Middle East and Africa. So essentially, whatever you wanted to eat, you can basically find there. They also had a very, very good selection of wine. A very good selection of wine, I might add, as my hangover the following day could contest to that. But I digress. It was an extremely, extremely vibrant area. So after we had a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a few glasses of wine, we thought, well, it's now time to eat dinner. Now, in other cities around the world, it's very traditional for restaurants perhaps to close at maybe 10 or 11 o'clock or at midnight. But in this part of Paris, they stay open until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And even if you have, let's say, 10 euros, you can still get a very nice meal. Now, 10 euros in Paris for a meal, including a glass of wine, is not too expensive. So we were walking in this area, which is a traditional Jewish area of this part of Paris. We found a nice little restaurant called Le Vieux Paris, or the Old Paris, down one of the little side streets with cobblestones on the street. And we walked by it and we thought, well, this is the place we have to go, because the owner of the place, well, was rather interesting, to say the least. He was probably, I would guess, 6'5". Rather big, and a typical jovial Frenchman. And he had a cigarette in one hand and a glass of wine in the other, and he was going from table to table, having all kinds of conversations with people, and even breaking out into song. And we said, well, look, I just arrived. Can you suggest something on the menu? He said, oh, bien sûr, monsieur, je... And he was going on and on and on. I think it was probably the wine talking. But we decided to order what he had suggested, which was absolutely délicieux, c'était formidable. We actually ordered a few things that night. I ordered a filet mignon with some Provence pâte frites. And my friend, Tiffany, decided to order a croque, which is also very delicious indeed. And we had a glass of wine with him. So we spent the evening there and we finished our meal. And then we decided to order dessert, but things were happening there. Things were happening there on this little side street restaurant. So we ended up staying with another glass of wine. I'll be honest with you. It was actually another bottle of wine. It wasn't a glass, it was a bottle. After we had our glass of wine, we decided, well, let's walk around a bit more. And we walked around a bit more, and there are various shops. The shops were all closed, of course, at that time of the morning. It was just after midnight. But it really was typically, typically French. If I was scouting for a location for a film to take place in Paris, this would be the perfect location. And, of course, you can still hear the live music that was being performed in Republic Square. And there was also something very interesting taking place there. There was a bicycle festival as well. And there were musicians who were playing bicycles. Yes, I know that sounds a little bit strange, but what they did is they took bicycles and they made musical instruments with them. And you can actually hear them come quite far away. It was very amazing. Very, very amazing indeed. All right. Time now for more music. And today's music selection is going to be very, very French. We're going to have a little bit of classical, a little bit of, you know, very, very traditional chanson, like the one we are going to listen to now. A singer who is so identified with Paris, when she was alive, if you said music from France, she would be the first singer that came to mind. I am speaking of Edith Piaf, and here she is with one of the most recognizable French songs ever, Non, je regrette rien. Rien,
c'est payé, balayé, oublié. Je me fous du passé avec mes souvenirs. J'ai allumé le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs. Je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours. Je repars à zéro. Rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie. Ça commence avec toi.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille. Boum, il chante Loving Bloom au rythme de ce boum qui redit boum à l'oreille. Tout a changé depuis hier et la rue a des yeux qui regardent aux fenêtres. Y'a du lilas et y'a des mains tendues sur la mer, le soleil va paraître. Boum, l'astre du jour fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, quand notre cœur fait boum boum. Le vent dans les bois fait ouh, la biche aux abois fait mè, la vaisselle cassée fait fric fric frac, et les pieds mouillés font flic flic flac. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, l'oiseau dit boum, c'est l'orage. Brrr, boum, l'éclair qui lui fait boum, et le bon Dieu dit boum, dans son fauteuil de nuage. Car mon amour est plus vif que l'éclair, plus léger qu'un oiseau, qu'une abeille. Et s'il fait boum, s'il se met en colère, il entraîne avec lui des merveilles. Boum, le monde entier fait boum, avec lui dit boum, quand notre cœur fait boum boum.
Chartrenet and Boom, and before that, Edith Piaf with Non, je regrette rien, here on Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International, this week in the city of Paris. Now, you're probably wondering, this is only four shows that we did on our European tour, but you know what? We have some other ones coming up. And that is, in the month of January, from January 26th until February the 14th, I will be in Europe again, and we'll be doing, well, more programs from Europe. Where they will be, well, you'll have to tune in and find out. Anyway, let's continue with Paris. After, we decided to head back to our building because I had a little bit of jet lag and it was getting rather early in the morning, so it was actually time to get some sleep. The building that she lives in is only a 5-minute walk from Republic Square. It was built at around 1850. Beautiful, beautiful old building. The apartment is absolutely stunning. All the apartments are stunning. Has the very, very high ceilings, wonderful molding around the edges, and just a beautiful, beautiful place to live. And also a fantastic view from the balcony. Absolutely fantastic view. You can see the Eiffel Tower, as well as many of the other traditional buildings in the area. The lift, however, is unusual. Now, as I said, the building was built in the 1850s, and of course there weren't electric elevators. The electric elevator was added to the building around 15 years ago, and it is small. When I mean small, I mean small. There is room, literally, for two people, and that's without suitcases. Only two people. A coffin is probably just a little bit smaller than this lift. So, after she made her way to the top, she sent the lift back down. I put one bag in and sent that up because there wasn't room for the other bag. And then the lift came back down again. I sent the lift this time up with another bag and then myself. Yes, that's how small this lift was. Now, in the morning, I did have a few things that I wanted to do, so we did go to bed after we chatted for a bit because we hadn't seen each other for a very long time. Tiffany is originally from Taiwan, and she's been living in Paris for a number of years. So the following morning, I got up bright and early because of the time change. And I thought, well, you know, I think this is a good time to go out and head to one of the bakeries and buy some bread. So I got dressed. Well, first I took a shower, of course, shaved, did all the usual things. Got dressed, headed downstairs to the street. And right away, you noticed the smells. Oh, the smell of fresh bread, fresh baguettes, croissants, from the various bakeries in the area. It was just deciding which one to go to, which was a little bit of a problem. After I did, I headed back to the apartment, but then I decided to stop for a coffee somewhere. Paid about €2.50, and had a croissant, which is, oh my god, you can buy croissants anywhere in the world, and they're very good. But until you have had a croissant in Paris, you really haven't had a croissant. That's the only thing I'll say on that one. And of course, it's very nice to go to the bakeries and be able to get it while they're hot. I mean, it was still hot, you know. Oh, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And then I headed back and we had a petit déjeuner. Yes, a petit déjeuner with some jam, croissants, some cheeses, which were also very nice, and some various cured meats. And, well, then it was time to walk around the area. And being daytime, and the shops opening around 9, 10 o'clock, it also gave an interesting insight into Paris. Now, the two songs that we listened to a moment ago, Non, je regrette rien by Edith Piaf and Boom by Charles Trenet. Now, these are very old songs, but Parisians still hold them very, very close in their heart. And no matter where you were on the street, you can hear chanson, the French chanson coming out of businesses and people's apartments and all kinds of shops. And one of the songs that I heard just around the corner on one of the little side streets was this one. It was written by Serge Gainsbourg and was performed by Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin, who recorded a number of songs together. It's called Je T'aime.
Comme la vague irrésolue, je vais et je viens. entre tes reins. Je vais et je viens entre tes reins et je me retiens. Moi non plus.
Oh mon amour, tu es la vague. Moi, elle est nue. Tu vas, tu viens. Entre mes reins.
Irrésolue. Je vais et je viens entre tes reins. Je vais et je viens entre tes reins et je me retiens.
Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin with Je T'aime. And after doing a little bit of research, I discovered that when this song was released in the United States, there were many radio stations that wouldn't play it. And I wonder why. Yes, yes. But anyway, I will continue. On today's program, like we've been doing, we've been trying to play many different styles of music from the various places that we've been visiting. We had a little bit of can-can. We had some traditional French chanson. We had 1960 chanson just a moment ago. But I think we should have a little bit of classical. One of the most famous of all French composers, next to Jacques Offenbach, who we heard at the beginning, is Maurice Ravel. Maurice Ravel, who wrote some beautiful pieces for piano, violin, symphonies and operas and everything else. But there's one piece in particular by Maurice Ravel that most people are familiar with. The recording that we're going to listen to now is by l'Orchestre National de France, the National Orchestra of France, that was recorded for French radio. It's Maurice Ravel's Bolero. one of my favorite French composers, Maurice Ravel, with his Bolero. And the orchestra was L'Orchestre National de France, the National French Orchestra. It is an amazing piece to listen to because it starts off ever so quietly and then gets louder and louder toward the end, where it ends in a big eruption. It's fantastic. Yes, fantastic. Anyway, that was our visit this week, our final program in our European tour. Next week on Happy Station, we will be having one of our regular programs, but we do have some special programs coming up in the month of December, which I will tell you about next week. Now, before we go, I just want to remind you again that beginning November the 14th, PCJ Radio International will have a series of special transmissions to Southeast Asia and Europe. The time will be 9 to 10 hours UTC. That's 9 to 10 hours UTC. And the frequency is 17825 kilohertz. The program schedule is as followed. November the 14th, Say It With Music. November 21st, Call It Ukraine. November 28th, Rockin' with Raoul. That's Raoul Van Hall. December the 5th, Classics with the late David Monson, a program that he recorded for us before he passed away. December the 12th, a special edition of Jazz for the Asking. November the 19th, a one-hour documentary on radio in Europe during World War II. And then the 26th of December, a special listeners program to greet all those people who wrote us in during those special transmissions. Now, each of those programs, by the way, will have a special EQSL. The frequency, again, is 17825 kilohertz. You can find all the information at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. We've posted the whole schedule there. We're going to end today with French singer Julien Clerc with a hit of his from a few years ago called Hélène. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perrault wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Satin noir sur son teint blanc, à vous peignoir que c'est troublant, oh, oh. À vous c'est troublant. Je noirais bien c'est pour 10 ans, mais j'en prendrais pour 110 ans, au moins, au moins 110 ans. Hélène, je suis pas Verlaine, mais je t'écris quand même que je t'aime, Hélène. Laisse-moi devenir ton amant, seul montagnard de tes monts blancs, oh oh, de tous tes monts blancs. Moi je retourne chez ma maman, oh, oh. Moi chez ma maman. Blanc.